It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with the Rivertown Saints. Hey, Jeremy.
How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Excellent. Excellent. New tune of yours called What You Doin' Tonight. We'll talk about that in just a second. But I don't think you and I have ever chatted before, Jeremy. So why don't you just kind of introduce yourself to everybody a little bit?
I'm Jeremy. I play lead guitar and I sing harmonies in Rivertown Saints. We're a band out of Ottawa in the area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much all there is to it.
Sure. Why don't you introduce the rest of the guys?
Oh, we got Chase Kasner on vocals. He's a singer in the band. We got Chris McComb on rhythm guitar and Joey Patois on bass.
A terrific band out of Ontario, as you mentioned, Jeremy. Let's talk about the new song called What You Doin' Tonight. Tell me about that song.
It's actually a tune that we've had sort of floating around for a couple of years now. And we always loved this song, and it just never seemed like the right time to release it. And so, obviously, you know, we our original singer quit a couple of years ago, and Chase came on board. And once we started jamming the song and hearing his voice on it, and just sort of the new energy that it brought to it, we knew for sure that this had to be a single at some point. And then we were in the studio in March of earlier this year, and it was one of the songs we recorded and really came together the way we wanted. So we knew we had to get it out there.
Awesome. Where did you record the single?
We actually recorded it at a studio in Toronto with a guy named Sam Guyana, who's never done a country record before. And so he's kind of into harder music, pop punk and that kind of thing. And we all grew up, like Chris and Joe and I all grew up listening to that kind of stuff. And we still listen to that stuff. So we thought, you know, what the heck? We'll do something that gets out of the genre and sort of out of the box. And we'll go and, do a country song with a guy who's never done country and just see how it comes together. And we had a ton of fun doing it because, it just felt like there was a lot less rules. The country genre has a lot of sort of, I don't want to say boundaries because that sounds negative, but, mm-hmm. you know, there's sounds that people go for and vibes that people go for, and that's not a bad thing. But I think cool things can happen when you push that a little bit. And so this is a guy who just had no sort of preconceived notions about what it had to be. And it was just kind of like, let's take this song and let's play the parts and play around with it and see what it becomes.
Terrific. And it's a great sounding track as well, Jeremy. Tell me about your fans. Your fans are quite rabid towards the Rivertown Saints, aren't they? I don't know if rabid's the right word either, but you know what I mean.
Ravenous?
Yeah.
They are a dedicated bunch. I know the cliche is just every band says we got the best fans ever, yeah. But the Rivertown Saints ride has been a bumpy one. We've had, you know, departures. We've had a death in the band, and it's been a tumultuous couple of years. And, the vast majority of the people that supported us from day one are still supporting us. And not just in a, like, they come to the shows kind of way. Like, they message us on socials and our Facebook and stuff like that. And we have, like, a pretty solid ongoing rapport with a lot of these fans. And so... we're really fortunate that as hard as it's been for us to sort of keep going and keep going and keep going through some of the adversity, we've had fans that have been there through all of it with us. And that makes it a little easier to keep going when you know that, you know, there's all these people who are kind of along for the ride with you and rooting for you.
Now, from the business side of things, Jeremy, you were signed recently with the Sakamoto Agency. So what does that mean?
It hopefully means we're going to get out west and mm-hmm. play some more shows out there. Is Saskatchewan considered west? I'm in Ontario. So
we would be west. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I know. I guess it's sort of central, but like I said, everything past Sudbury is west for me. it just means more opportunity. With COVID and sort of some of the stuff that had happened with guys leaving the band and that we'd been without a booking agent for the last 2 years. And so we were just kind of out there pounding the pavement ourselves and getting some gigs done. And so it's going to be really great to work with. And they're an awesome team. Mm-hmm. We just hung out with them all weekend at CCMA's and just, you know, Paul and Carla and everybody, that they're just awesome people. They really care about the artists they work with. It's very much a family vibe. We all went out for dinner, and then we partied a little bit. And they're really excited to see what opportunities they can dig up for us. And we're really excited to make good use of them. And hopefully it'll get us out across the country playing some more stuff.
How was the CCMAs for you, by the way?
It was great. It was probably the most fun I've ever had at CCMAs. It's kind of a stressful time. It can be a stressful time for artists. There's a lot of things that you have to, you got to network, and you usually have showcases, and you got to prove a lot of stuff, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But this one was just a lot of fun. We went down, hung out with some people. We played at the Sakamoto showcase party with our good buddies, Washboard Union, Aaron Goodvin, the Nice Horse Girls. It was just a big showcase thing. We all hung out, had a great time, had some drinks, had some meals. It was nice to catch up because obviously with COVID, haven't seen a lot of the people that I'm used to seeing throughout mm-hmm. the year. And so that was a lot of fun. We did the Radio Row thing on Saturday morning, which is fun. I got to see a lot of people that I haven't seen in 2 years, sort of on the radio side of the business. So
nice. Nice. That's terrific. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Jeremy? What's the best way for that?
It's just at Rivertown Saints, everything. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all at Rivertown Saints. We're on TikTok. I don't know much about that one because I'm old, but we're on it. so some of the younger guys in the band are more hip to that stuff than I am, but...
Got to get the product out any way you can, I guess. Hey, Jeremy, is that the deal?
Yeah, I'm good at watching that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too. Awesome, buddy. Well, thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again for sure.
Thanks for taking time to chat.
The Rivertown Saints on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.